Hello and welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. Rather than going through my normal introduction, I'm just going to jump right into the story behind today's song. That song, You Are Good to Me. This is from the recording, Help Me to Remember. You know, we often hear people use the phrase, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. Yet in today's culture, we also find people asking the question, if God is so good, why does he allow bad things to happen to good people? That's a reasonable question, but it does not change the fact that God is perfectly good all the time. Don't think I haven't asked that question myself since my diagnosis of Parkinson's 5 years ago. I had given myself my entire life to ministering the love and goodness of God to anyone who had been willing to listen, and expected my later years to be a bit more stress-free. That didn't quite pan out for me, though. So how did I answer that question for myself? First of all, I had to come to the place of understanding that God is God and I am not. Then I had to come to the place of understanding he is perfect in all of his ways. Absolutely holy, absolutely good, absolutely able to take even the harsh realities of life and use them somehow for my good and for his glory. In the beginning, we must remember God gave man a free will and mankind chose to follow his own path and chose the path of sin. Sin brought with it all sorts of calamity, consequences, sicknesses, and the ill will of mankind to humanity itself. We brought sin into the world, not God. We cannot blame God for the bad things that happened to us, but we can know his presence and his love and his goodness in the midst of those very circumstances and those occurrences that come into our lives. God made a way for us to overcome sin in our lives by virtue of the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross to pay the debt we owed due to our sin. In other words, he is so good and his love is so massive that he thought we were worth the life of his own son. Our God is a good God. Romans 8:28 in the New American Standard Bible says this, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Now, back to the reason I wrote this song. This song, You Are Good to Me, came to me on February 4th of 1998. Melinda and I have a very good friend, Tamara, whose mother, Anne, had become ill with cancer. As the cancer spread through Anne's body, the family drew very close to one another and found much peace and solace in God's presence. At the time the song came to me, Anne and her husband, Tamara's father, Richard, had other concerns in addition to the diagnosis of cancer. Of major concern was their son, Tony. Tony was born with both mental and physical handicaps, and at the time this song was born, he had the mental capacity of a toddler. This meant that Richard and Anne had not had much of a social life during a major portion of their marriage. You see, Tony was 28 years old at that time and still required someone to change his diaper and feed him and take care of him. Anne had been a major part of that care. No one would have blamed them if they had opted for some type of institutional care, but Anne and Richard chose to care for their son themselves. Knowing her time on earth was short, my pastor and I went to spend some time talking and praying with Anne and Richard. Our plan was to try to bring some comfort and encouragement to their souls, but after talking with Anne, we came to realize that Anne was bringing comfort and encouragement to our souls. I'll never forget asking Anne if she was prepared to be with the Lord. Her answer was, "Yes, I am ready." And upon hearing her response, I felt compelled to ask her if she had any regrets about the way she had been limited in her ability to live her life as fully and freely as she had hoped due to the constant demand to care for her son. Her answer absolutely stunned me. She said, "I have absolutely no regrets. God has been with me every step of the way, and caring for my son has been one of the greatest blessings of my life. God is good, and he has been so good to me." Needless to say, I was reduced to tears, and this song came pouring out of my heart later that day. I was able to share it with Anne before she went home to be with the Lord, and the story behind this song still sends chills up and down my spine. But it's taken on a whole new meaning for me in my own battle with illness. And I can honestly say God has been, God still is, and God will be good to me. Psalm 42:8 says this: "The Lord will send his goodness in the daytime, and his song will be with me in the night, a prayer to the God of my life." Guys, the minute we decide God is not a good God, we step into a mindset of misery and self-dependence that leads to self-focus and often to self-pity. Our God is so good that he is able to take what the enemy means for evil in our lives and use it for something good in our lives. Our God is very, very good to us. Psalm 27, verses 13 and 14 says this: "I certainly believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take courage. Yes, wait for the Lord." Regardless of what the world says about the goodness of God or about his ability to love us, let's take him at his word. Our God is good. Our God loves us with the massiveness of the universe. Our God is for us and wants nothing but what is best for us. In the coming days, I challenge you, myself included, to put on a heart of gratitude even in the midst of whatever dire or painful circumstances life may throw our way. Bottom line, our God is good. Now, many years ago, around the year 2000, I recorded the album Help Me to Remember as a ministry to those who grieve. But did you know I wrote a book by the same title and released it at the same time? That book, Help Me to Remember, goes through the stories behind the songs in much greater detail than I've been able to share on this podcast. It's a great study on grief and mourning, and it was self-published back in the day. We only have a few hundred of the paperback left in stock, and I'm offering a copy of that book for $7.95, plus shipping and handling. All you need to do is call 918-781-1200 and order your copy today. It's just as relevant today as the days in which I wrote it. Be sure and order your copy as soon as possible while we still have them in stock. Thank you for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you'd like an MP3 of today's song, You Are Good to Me, from the recording Help Me to Remember, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. Again, thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And remember to take the time to remind yourself, God loves you massively and he is so good. I love you too. And never forget his goodness and comforting presence is with you even in the sorrowful times. You are his son or you are his daughter, new creation in Christ. And you are never alone, ever. Now go and be who your Father says you are.
As a precious jewel, Lord, to give up I'd be.